Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
And good morning, everybody. Great to be with you. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM. Dot news. Here's what's on the plate for today, and I just throw it out there so you got it. Did you see $2 million just out of this last legislative session went to Portland? Now, that shouldn't surprise any of you. Portland gets everything. That's what we mean by PGE. PGE is not Portland General Electric. It is Portland gets everything. They just got $2 million to help Old Town be transformed from vacant buildings into a fashion manufacturing facility. And it's just the beginning, folks. If they can prove that this might actually work, they're going to buy all these old abandoned buildings and rebuild them to make manufacturing, storage, distribution, live workspaces, shared office spaces, dedicated retail. But they're going to want $120 million to complete the project. Now, what's wrong with this scenario? It's pretty obvious. Maybe some of you can call or email me and let me know what you think about it. I also want to know, do you think that tolling is really dead? Well, there's a story in the Oregon Catalyst. The headline is, Leaders Defy Kotex's Plan to Stop Tolling. What? Yeah. Apparently, they intend to come back next legislative session with tolling again. According to Representative Susan McClain, Democrat out of Forest Grove. Wow. Okay. So the governor sees the political danger. The Democrats arrogantly probably see it also, but they're arrogant. They're in control. They know that they can always win in Oregon, or can they? They're saying they're going to bring back tolling. What do you think about that? And finally, Salem Kaiser Schools are considering installing metal detectors after the fatal off-campus shooting. There's no evidence that this kid had the gun, at least according to this article, which is a Coin6 article. There's no evidence that this kid had the gun at school. But are metal detectors a good idea? Should we go to the next level? What would that be? It would be hardening schools. So here's the question. How do you do that when Salem Kaiser has a $32 million budget hole? Now, the story says it's $32 million in debt. Is that debt or is it a budget hole? And why does Salem Kaiser had that? So if you were going to harden schools, maybe there's all kinds of federal money out there that's available to harden schools. Maybe that nobody's just bothered to ask for it. Would that be the case, perhaps? Oh, and how can I not mention Portland banning leaf blowers? Yes, Portland just banned leaf blowers. Why? Because, well, apparently leaf blowers are this huge threat to the climate. I watched a presentation by a Republican who ran for Congress, former physician, As part of that presentation, he said there was data that a leaf blower produces more I think CO2 or toxins. I'm trying to remember what it was that he said. Produces more of that into the atmosphere than what a Ford F-150 pickup would do driving all across the United States of America. Hard to believe that there's actual data and evidence that would suggest that, but the people in Portland decided that we're going to ban gas-powered leaf blowers. Now, you can, if you have a battery-powered leaf blower, you're great. By the way, you know, speaking of green energy, did you see that the big windmill truck crashed on I-84 and shut down the freeway? By the way, how do they recycle those things? You know, those wind turbine blades, once they're gone, you know, they outlive their usefulness. Well, apparently they're burying them, or they intend to bury them, in landfills. Wow. How's that good for the climate? Anyway, this article about Portland banning leaf blowers, the point that they make is that, well, and they show lots of pictures, maybe they ought to ban homeless encampments. Why? Well, I don't know how it is in Salem. Maybe there's some of you who work for the city of Salem in law enforcement or fire that are listening to me right now. Or maybe you're just someone with knowledge of it. In Portland, get this, according to this article, they give you that caveat, nearly 50% of the Portland Fire Department calls involve illegal fires set by homeless people. In fact, there's a story here. Portland family, here's the headline that's in this article. Portland family terrorized by squatters who almost set house on fire. And then there's a Fox 12 story. Concerns near homeless camps, another big fire. There's all pictures. Coin 6 story, another big fire. And a big fire underneath one of the overpasses in Portland. So who creates more carbon in the atmosphere? Leaf blowers or homeless encampments? For 50%, at least in Portland, 50% of fire department calls are illegal fires set by homeless people. Which produces more? I'm just throwing it out there for you. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am. There is a story here on voter integrity that relates to Oregon. You know, the RNC just changed leadership, thankfully. Ronna McRomney is gone from the Republican National Committee. So the new chairman and vice chair, which happens to be Lara Trump, decided they're going to sue the Michigan Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson. Why? Well, because they have 50, at least 53 Michigan counties, and this is how this applies to Oregon. At least 53 Michigan counties have more active registered voters than citizens over 18 years of age. Let me say that again. Over 53 Michigan counties have more active registered voters than citizens over 18 years of age. The RNC is suing the state. Now, what you need to understand Of 83 counties in Michigan, 53 of them have more active registered voters than there are adults over 18. And 23 of those counties have registrations exceeding 90% of adult citizens over 80. The lawsuit says those numbers are impossibly high. Now, I want to go back. For those of you who watched any of Dr. Frank's presentations here in Oregon, we have a few counties like that also. Did you know that? And in fact, 53 counties have active voter registration rates at or above 100% of their citizen voting age populations. And they list them in Michigan. Okay. Now, why is this important? Well, because federal law says under HAVA, or excuse me, NVRA, which is a the National Voter Registration Act, I think is what that stands for. Federal law says that at least for federal elections, you have to get rid of people off of your voter rolls who are not active. The RNC cites this law in their lawsuit. They are accusing Michigan Secretary of State of violating federal law. Right after they got sued for this, this is back in 2020. Okay? So this lawsuit thing is not new. After they got sued for it, and the court refused to dismiss the lawsuit, okay, the Secretary of State publicly announced that they would cancel the registration of 177,000 former voters who had either surrendered a Michigan driver's license to another state or had election mail returned undeliverable to an election official before the 2018 election. So this lawsuit was some time ago. So after that happened, it got worse. What? How can that be? You see, in 2020, after they purged the voter rolls, you have to maintain lists. And this is something that has been settled in out-of-court settlements because lawsuits have been brought against other states that have forced them for this very same thing to remove inactive voter registrations. In 2020, after this had happened, after the state had gotten sued, the federal judge refused to dismiss it. They got rid of 177,000 voters. Michigan had one county in 2020 with registration rates above 100%. Today it has 53 counties. Now, what does this mean for Oregon? I'll tell you on the other side of the break. It's 6:20. Lots to talk about today. Metal detectors at Salem Kaiser Schools. Is Tina just lying, or the Democrats saying it doesn't matter? We're not going to stop tolling all of that when we come back.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. Great to be with you. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff, 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, did you know that the Oregon Republican Party office has been closed. What? You know the one on Hawthorne? Well, apparently, the insurance company of the Oregon Republican Party doesn't want to insure political events anymore. Why? Because, and this apparently is the rumor going around, insurance companies are afraid of violence. Why would they be afraid of violence? Maybe downtown Portland, 120 consecutive nights of violent protests and rioting. Could that be it? Now, I know that Salem is not Portland. We have a much, well, we have a different attitude. We have a DA that actually prosecutes rioters. We have a city council that at least in part is smart enough to understand that if you allow chaos and rioting in your city, pretty soon nobody wants to come to your city. Now, I want to go back to the story. Anyway, they see, the insurance companies see what's about to happen, especially if Donald Trump wins election, folks. This thing is rolling downhill like you wouldn't believe. All of it. This is why, folks, this is why elections matter. Yes, they do. This is why we have to make sure that this story that's happening in Michigan doesn't happen or doesn't continue to happen in Oregon, because it has been, folks. And I'll get into more of that in just a moment. Like, you know, as you guys know, in fact, last night I moved some more stuff out of my storage into my new home. I'm blessed and I'm fortunate to have the opportunity to live in a new home out on the farm, build it. I got to buy a lot of stuff, towels, bedding, sheets, comforters, or my pillow, two O's. And I'm buying it all from my pillow. Because as you know, I have been using their products for a long, long time. Long before they advertised on this show. Right now, with promo codes, you can get Giza Dreams bed sheets, and that's what I'm ordering. I have two queen beds, and I've got to get new sheets for all of them. $59.98. Complete set. Queen size Giza Dream sheets. I sleep on Giza Dream sheets right now and I love them. And I love the MyPillow. All of this you get, plus all these great towels. I got to buy more towels. I rave about the towels. You should try them. Six piece towel sets as low as $29.98. Kitchen towels, down comforters, blankets. I mean, just go on and on and on. So, folks, I want to encourage you to go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23, PC23. Because when you do that, you support Mike Lindell's fight for free and fair elections. You support us in Oregon and this radio station. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. So, a judge on March 4th, a Biden-appointed judge, dismissed a similar lawsuit by the Public Interest Legal Foundation against the Secretary of State that they had violated federal law by allowing over 27,000 deceased voters to remain on Michigan's voter rolls. Deceased, dead people. So, the Secretary of State, she said it was a meritless lawsuit based on baseless accusations. Really? 27,000 dead people? You see, this massive voter fraud registration scheme that's happening in Michigan, the same thing has been happening here. Now, what's different here is this is the Republican National Committee, which has standing to bring this federal lawsuit. Here's the important thing to remember. This is happening in Oregon. We have counties in Oregon that have over 100% of the adults that the census says we have. You know, the census, the same census that is used to allocate federal money, the same census that is used to, you know, establish an extra congressional district. You know, that census that the Democrats love to cite, but they don't love to cite when it comes to how many adults are actually living in those areas. We have Oregon counties that have well over 100%. And I want to go back to what Dr. Frank said, saw his presentation. Here's the upshot, folks. Listen to this is how they have votes. They find votes to steal elections electronically. Back in a moment. There's more to talk about this and everything else. 6:30. No, that's not poverty. Haiti believers had light on their faces.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today. Here's what we're talking about on Political Coffee. Yes, it's the name of this radio show. Portland's Old Town got $2 million from the legislature. They want $120 million. Because they want to rebuild. They want to make it a new manufacturing for apparel and footwear companies. They want to take all those abandoned, you know, destroyed buildings. Then they want to turn it into a just massive place. Creativity. What's wrong with this picture? Have any of you figured it out yet? What's wrong with luring all kinds of companies to Portland? What's wrong with that? Also, Salem Kaiser School District, they're considering installing metal detectors. Got a great text message from Rich about that. We'll talk about that in a moment. Metal detectors in schools, why? So we'd maybe prevent this off-campus shooting that happened last week. Okay. Will that work? And how about all this RNC new lawsuits in Michigan, saying that Michigan is not complying with the National Voter Registration Act, which says you have to maintain your voter rolls. You got to remove the dead people off the rolls, the people that don't live there anymore. It's a new RNC lawsuit about this very thing that they threatened to do in 2020. They have 53 counties in Michigan that have over 100% of the adults over the age of 18 that are registered to vote. Is that possible? How do you do that? Well, you don't remove dead people. You don't remove people who've gotten married, who have changed their names, still getting ballots, you know, mail-in ballots like we do in Oregon. You don't remove people who've moved, who've surrendered their driver's licenses to other states. That's how that happens. Did you know that's happening in Oregon? Did you know that when you have, and this goes back to Dr. Frank and his presentations, when you have voter registrations that just get pumped up identically in every county in Oregon through the centralized Secretary of State's voter registration database. When you have that happen, and Dr. Frank's data that he gets from the Secretary of State's office using their data shows it, shows the identical spikes of before the elections, all these new registrations come back in and the voter rolls are inflated. And then after the election's over, they just magically disappear. How does that happen? We're also talking about the Portland City Council banning leaf blowers. Why? Because they contribute far more damaging CO2 into the atmosphere than all the homeless tent fires. I got an email from Corby about that. We'll get to all of that. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Yeah, it's like freezing out there today, folks. Are you warm? I am. It's because I have a heating and cooling system, a little heat pump in this little house. I have a big heat pump in my big house. I'll be moved into it this weekend fully. Well, that heat pump keeps me warm. Now, it's new in the big house, so it's working right. In the little house, it wasn't working right. You know what I did? I called my guys who worked on my place, and they came out and they cleaned it. They fixed it. That's what Freedom Heating Air can do for you. Why? Because it wasn't working right. See, when I talk about how it is to be cold, when it's really cold out there, remember those, you know, 19, 20 degree days? If you are not warm in your home, like I wasn't, I got people out here to fix it. That's what you ought to do with Freedom Heating and Air, folks. There's a reason why they have had such a great, stable business for the last 50 years in the Mid Valley area. It's because they do a really great job at making your life better. I'm a lot better off now that I had this unit serviced, because now it's keeping up. It wasn't before. If you're like that for your home or your business, call Freedom Heating and Air. You know what they'll do? They get out to you right away and they'll fix it for you. 503-580-1456. That's their phone number. Give them a call today. Don't procrastinate. 503-580-1456, or check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Corby writes this about Salem homeless fires. Because I know of a few instances where homeless were setting fires during the dry summer months in a very dry wooded area close to a house. The fire department was called a couple of different times, and each time they came out, they said it was a warming fire and there was nothing they could do about it. Look under the bridge going to West Salem, where they lit garbage on fire. The whole side of the bridge is black from an out-of-control fire. Welcome to the mental institution, where the mentally ill are running everything. And then Rich writes regarding Salem-Keizer School District having, you know, a $32 million budget hole, and, you know, they want to put metal detectors in. Here's what Rich says. I thought a few years ago Salem-Keizer School District cried for a much bigger budget, and they got it, for money just to harden the schools. I wonder where the money went. Or was that money redirected to other needs, like administrative needs for fact-finding trips and various administrative travel junkets? You know, that's a great question. And maybe some of the people that are, I don't know, running for Salem-Keizer School District, or maybe serving on the Salem-Keizer School District Board, maybe they could answer that question. Maybe somebody ought to ask them. Yeah, maybe somebody ought to. Gino writes about remodeling Portland. Jeff, Portland needs a makeover as to give Antifa new buildings to destroy when Trump is elected president, if indeed there is an election. More likely, martial law and rioting. I am not bitter. No, of course not. Gino just hit on what's wrong with this $2 million story. transforming Portland's old town. What I mean by that? Well, I don't know. Let's ask Art. Art, what's wrong with throwing all kinds of your money at downtown Portland or downtown Portland areas to revitalize it, to make it better? What's wrong with that?
Well, Jeff, we know, that all this money is spent to buy votes. There's no concern for the Oregon taxpayer, and that's kind of what I wanted to mention today. The reason why we have so many problems is the left-wing loonies are in charge. And in all actuality, the Democrats, and I was listening to another show today, are fearful of the left-wing loonies, because they'll do anything. They'll threaten you. And that's why we have so much problems in government. Control is not with the people. The control is with the left-wing loonies, which include the stupid environmentalists who, are just destroying our economy where they're banned gas blowers. We all know that it creates more, creating batteries for these dang electric cars hurt the environment more than, running on gas. But does anybody care about the facts? No, they don't. The lies and the left-wing lunatics, and they are lunatics, Jeff, need to be defeated, and they need to be held accountable for making threats, telling lies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And the way we do that, Art, and thank you again for reminding us of those things, because you're right. The way we do that
inflation
is through elections. Yeah,
the
and
rate
we
today,
get out there
it
and
went
we
up. Did you
protest.
See that, Jeff? It went up more and more. And the reason why is because of the Democrats and their lunatic, their lunatic philosophies.
Did you have, here's a just simple question to ask folks if you want to have persuadable conversations.
God bless, Jeff.
How was inflation under Trump? How is it now in your life? Has inflation gone down? Have you gone to the grocery store and noticed a lot cheaper prices for things? Bet you haven't. Art, thank you as always. So Nancy writes an email about homelessness, fires, and leaf blowers. And so did Doug. In fact, Doug has a funny email. And so did Richard. Apparently, leaf blowers are a problem. Or at least we're talking about them. You want to talk. Back in a moment. Lots to talk. Don't go.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Love the humor of some of you out there. this story in the Oregon Catalyst about Portland banning leaf blowers because it creates too much CO2, right? Jim texts me, says, "Ha, that inflated city council produces more CO2 than homeless camps and leaf blowers combined." How true. Hey, by the way, there's a huge free speech case that's going to be heard next Monday in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. And it has to do with the same thing that's happening in Oregon, our Ministry of Truth in Oregon. Well, this is Murphy versus Missouri. All about free speech, about the infringement of government on your First Amendment right. 23 Democrat states and the District of Columbia have filed amicus briefs in support of the Biden administration colluding with tech companies, because they argue that states have an interest, that government has an interest in encouraging the public to behave themselves and discourage the public from believing alleged disinformation. Guess if Oregon have filed an amicus brief in support of Biden's unconstitutional actions. Oregon did, of course. There are 23 Democrat states and only 16 Republican states out of, I think, 26 Republican-controlled states. Only 16 of the Republican states filed an amicus brief in support of free speech. This is a big deal because we have a federal lawsuit, as you know. And Gateway Pundit, by the way, is part of that, is part of this federal lawsuit that is going to be heard in front of the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a big deal, folks. However the Supreme Court rules here will have enormous bearing on what we do as the state of Oregon. So just be watching it. We'll watch it. I'll share it with you as we go along. By the way, I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for just being one of our great sponsors of this radio station and the show. Eric is a contractor that I know personally. He's a man of faith. I know that personally. I know his life story. And that life story is important to you. Why? Because it guides, along with his faith, everything he does in his interactions with you. Take it to the bank. In fact, go to his website, righteousrenovations.com, and look at other people who are very satisfied customers, what they have to say about working with Eric. So if you need a contractor, if you're thinking about a remodel project, or maybe just new doors, maybe a deck now that summer's coming, give Eric a call, 503-341-3816. 341-3816. Richard writes about, and Gary, hang on, I'll get you in just a second here. Richard writes, regarding Portlandia blowers, Portlandia City Council decided to get rid of gas-powered leaf blowers after Rene Gonzalez said he couldn't stand the noise when he worked from home during the cornhole whoops COVID virus. But then Portlandia still says you can use gas-powered blowers in the fall, when there are a lot of leaves and they're wet because an electric one doesn't have enough power. Yep, another liberal democratic double standard. Doug writes regarding today's program, the corporate takeover of America, leaf blowers and climate change. And he encourages me to read this in the Rod Serling voice. Imagine, if you will, world where people believe that the temperature of the planet can be controlled by giving more money to the government and corporate NGOs. Corporate cartels now run the government. It's the official definition of fascism. They use free markets to literally destroy competition. They use control over credit by using the Federal Reserve to print money to infinity. A great fall is being set up. The current system is being dismantled by corporate deception. Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests for me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. Leaf blowers and climate change, another one of the devil's deceptions. Nancy writes, regarding homeless, fires, and leaf blowers, I've picked up trash for the city of Salem, mostly along 12th Street cutoff. In my opinion, there are enough pigs throwing trash out of windows to keep an army busy, let alone those who don't own cars. You can pick up anything on the streets, gutters, and sidewalks that you can buy in a store. Literally anything. The homeless live among us individually or in camps using our creeks, waterways. You see them with plastic bags, having made purchases, heading towards commercial where you enter Salem. They trash up our creeks with their clothes and all manner of stuff. I can't get to it because of the berry plants, and I'm too old, and who wants to confront people who are out of their minds, high on drugs and out of their minds? But you want pollution? Think of how they are using our waterways and creeks for their own personal bathrooms. It's not like they dig holes. There are some few who defecate in plastic bags and leave those around for with their needles. It's easier to pick up, thank God, and the city provides sharps containers for the needles. But you want to talk pollution? The city of Portland and Salem are hypocrites. I invite anyone to pick up trash and understand just one more huge problem that's being a sanctuary city that provides no punishment for taking drugs and continuing to allow those bums to exist outside of society without required treatment. You want pollution? Look at our park where we used to have next to arches. It's a blank hole. Anywhere you have homeless for long becomes a blank hole. So logic tells you to ignore all the camps and punish homeowners by outlawing a simple leaf blower so you can keep your houses looking nice. Communism at work. Yeah, it's hard to argue with that. Let's go to Gary. Gary, go Biebs.
Hey, Jeff. Go Ducks. So which one causes the most CO2, a forest fire or a leaf blower?
A forest fire by many, many, many times more.
No, a leaf blower.
Really?
By far. Yeah, and the only thing worse than that is your gas range. That those two commit more sin than a forest fire by far. See, CO2 is the perfect sin for a communist, because they can pick and choose which one of your life uses they want to destroy the most. When we're talking to the Forest Service Board, they had no interest at all in forest fires. They didn't care about forest fires. That was probably number 25 on their list of things that were important. The only thing that was important was carbon sequestration, whatever that means, which means, according to Gates, rather than harvesting the trees, you bury the trees. They are the most, it's the perfect sin. They can do whatever they want, say whatever they want, point to whatever they want, to make your life miserable.
Thank you, Gary, and that is absolutely true. Go Biebs. Steve writes, regarding the school budget, the city of Salem claimed a $9 million deficit. Julie Hoy examined the books and discovered a $9 million surplus. Maybe Julie should examine the Salem Kaiser School's budget.
Yeah, I agree.
Back tomorrow, folks. Freedom Friday. See you then.